Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up right after this.
For Batman, it was Batgirl. For Superman, it was Supergirl. And now, meet Spider-Man's female counterpart. From Bob and Tom Productions, it's the superhero women have known about for years.
All right, Toots, this is a stick-up. Hand over all your money.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, come on, lady, hurry it up. Somebody's going to get hoit.
Help! Oh, please help! Won't somebody help me?
Let that young woman go, you two ruffians.
Yeah? Who's going to make us?
I am.
Come on, lady. You must be in your mid-50s.
Yeah. What do you have going? Some kind of superpowers?
Yes, I do. Take a look at these.
Oh, gross. Let's get out of here.
It's Spider-Vein Woman.
Oh, God, no!
Spider-Man got his superpowers from being bitten by a spider. Spider-Vein Woman got her powers from working as a waitress for 17 years. Don't make Spider-Vein Woman show you her legs, because if she has to, she will.
Look at this one.
I think I'm going to puke!
Mm-hmm. Oh, here, hold my purse. I'll show you my hysterectomy scar.
When you need help, call on the only superhero who wears long polyester pants, comfortable support hose, and sensible shoes. She's Spider-Vein Woman. Coming soon to a theater near you.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I look up at the big screen in this big booth that I'm in. Man, the handsome factor. Neither of you idiots are going to say, are you talking to me?
No, because we all know it's Al.
Is there a reason you always call us names, idiots, jerks? Yes.
I mean, I throw it out there and give you a chance. Pat Godwin, the very handsome Pat Godwin.
Thank
is right
you.
There, Pat.
Handsome Tom.
The man with the guitar. He's in the beautiful...
Get a room, you two.
Oxford Gold one. Performance Room. A bunch of great songs from Pat today. We got another one coming up. Then we go down a little bit there, and there's Christy Lee. Sorry, Christy. I almost said we go down on Christy Lee. No, we go down on the screen, and there's
boy.
Christy Lee.
Hi. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Out of my way. Out of my way. Al, save me. The very handsome Al.
Can't save you. He doesn't know anything about going with that.
Al Jackson.
Oh. Ma'am, please. That is, I don't know. I think maybe that was a cultural thing maybe 20 years ago, but I think every dude realized you can say what you want in the barbershop with your boys, but you need to go ahead and handle that.
Okay. Let's just
want to say, Mary, you
let's best, just leave that yeah. right there.
Best handle yeah. that.
That's yeah. that's Al Jackson, comedian, and you will find Al on your computer, on your television, with the Daily Blast live. Al is also a writer.
And, yes.
I've got your book over here, Al. You want to tell me the title of your book again?
Yeah, it's Where Is Baby Four? It's a kid's book highlighting kids on the spectrum, which my son is one, my youngest one is. And 10% of all proceeds go to the Firefly School for Autism here in Lakewood, Colorado. You can get the book, and I appreciate all the Bob and Tom peoples grabbing a book off my website, aljacksonlive.com. So I appreciate that. But Tom, I was going to say... You know, Pat just said something that had this, it gave me this weird flashback. He called you, handsome Tom. And my girl just told me 2 days ago she had this dream. And we were in high school. Like, it was a high school version of me. And she saw me walking with this girl. And the girl was wearing, like, my high school jacket. Mm-hmm. And so she said she confronted the girl, this random dream girl. And she goes, "Who are you and why are you with my man?" And she said, the girl goes, "Who am I? I'm Hot Denise. And ever since then, I have been obsessed with Hot Denise. I keep saying her name. I need the world to know. I need to know her backstory. I need to know what she looked like. It was just like such a. What confidence to introduce yourself as Hot Denise in a dream?
So funny.
Yeah, this could be the beginning of a very fine novel.
Hot Denise.
Yeah. Hot Denise.
Did you have a high school letter jacket?
No, I was terrible in sports. If it was for sitting on the bench, then yes.
So you didn't have, did your school, and you went to the Beechwood High School, I know that.
I did.
Did Beechwood have, they had letter jackets, didn't they?
Yeah, they had some good athletes come out of there, but yeah,
The Bombers, Beechwood Bombers?
The Bison. Bison. So our logo looked just like the Buffalo Bills logo.
Okay.
Which I thought was cool.
All right.
Beechwood, Ohio, there were Bisons wearing yarmulkes, by the way.
Yeah, yes.
Now, Tom, tell Al, I'm sure you're familiar with the university school, Al, there in the Cleveland area, US.
I am. My boy Aaron went there, yeah.
Go ahead, Tom.
Our sports team, the name that would instill fear in our opponents, the Preppers.
Mm-hmm. How about that? Yeah.
And here we are getting
That's
ready.
That's true, Al.
Getting ready for our SATs and Madras jackets.
Oh, is that what we were prepping for?
Yeah, I'm not sure what we were prepping for.
It almost seems like an insult, but I mean, it kind of does tell you, even in our name, like, we're getting ready to go to college, so even if you beat us, we still won.
Yeah.
And our logo looked rather more like a dollar sign. If you ever saw that. Yeah. Did you ever see it? It was really, really scary. Al Jackson is also featured on the show The Daily Blast.
Hot Denise. Sorry.
Hot Denise. And Al is also something of a expert on the hip language of the day. Language is always, it's ever evolving. And I'm trying to catch up with what's going on in the world of language. And Al is always here to help.
Al, was your girl mad at you because of the dream when she woke up?
Yeah, she was. She said she was infuriated. And the thing was, I was out of town. I was in L.A. visiting my kids.
Uh-huh.
And so I wasn't even there.
To defend yourself.
No.
Right? Oh, she said that after she confronted Hot Denise, I ran to the men's bathroom and she yelled at me through the door until I came out and I said, I guess we need to talk about this. That was such an interesting dream she had about me and Hot Denise and getting caught in the hallway.
That's the best. Well,
Christy does raise a good point.
Have you ever had that
when you scenario? When you get in trouble for something that
happened in a dream?
That was happening in someone else's.
I don't put up with it. I really don't. I go, you go ahead and just be mad. We're not. It was a dream. It means nothing. Just be angry.
Let me tell you something.
Off.
I did it often enough that I know never to do it again. I can tell you that. Yeah.
So, Josh, so what's the scenario here?
If one of my girlfriends has ever gone, I'm so mad at you. I had this dream last. Immediately, I go, just be mad. There's nothing I can do.
You still pay them?
Oh, boy.
You hurt his feelings. He really thought you had a question. He was going to make his answer a little more complete.
Yes.
And you're just swooping in with a whore joke.
You're a mean man.
And a false premise anyway. I don't let them spend the night.
Yeah,
there we go. You don't have time to dream.
Sorry.
Remember, you don't pay him for sex. You pay him to leave.
Okay.
I'm not paying you to dream, baby.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Let's change the topic. Al, every day we always are, when you're on, we're always wondering, what's Al going to be wearing? You've got a cool T-shirt on. It says, Love is a Mixtape, and it's got a giant cassette on it.
That is cool.
I hate it.
Oh.
I hate it.
It's like something you would buy in the lobby of a Lin-Manuel Miranda show.
Oh, that's just mean.
No, it is.
It looks cool.
I loved cassettes. I loved making. Willie will tell you, we had three of those giant boom boxes where you could put one, you could duplicate tapes in them.
Sure, yeah.
They had the double cassette decks on them. Oh, those were the days.
Oh, Josh just killed me. that made my week. My favorite, I promise I will get to the segment, but my favorite story about this, my second favorite now after what Josh just said, but I was wearing this, I was staying in Chicago at a hotel, and it was like one of the first weekends I stopped drinking, so it was like late at night and I can remember things. And it was like one of those fancy hotels that had a rooftop, and there had been a rock concert up there, and there was this young black kid who was like 2 a.m. he's getting on the elevator leaving the concert. He was so high, like I was proud of him. Like, you are real high, bro. But like, he was like a real chill, cool dude, and he, you know, he had all black on, black leather jacket. I'm on the elevator with him, and he, the door's closed, and he turns and he looks at me, he goes, "Love is a mixtape." He goes, "I don't know what it means, but I like it."
Yeah.
And that was the only conversation we had, and I just got off the elevator. It's like, "I don't know what it means, but I like it."
Yes. There is nothing like a stoner complimenting your shirt. It feels so good.
Just a 2-minute compliment for maybe 8 words, mm-hmm. and I was here for it.
So
Tom, let's get to the quiz.
Okay, what do we got? Help me here.
Tom, I had to look at this word, rehash it, relook at it, because it's new to me. I actually know that it's, some people may have heard it. I'm sure maybe Slick Willie has. The word is chuggy.
Chuggy.
Chuggy. It's a tough one.
I got nothing on that.
Do you, would you describe a young lady? Man, that woman is chuggy.
I'm going to say no.
No. Okay, this isn't like a taffy thing. I'll tell you what, I went to the state fair, got some taffy. That is stuff is chewy.
It's chewy?
Yeah, that actually makes kind of sense. Yeah.
Chewy. Is it a C-H-E-W-G-I?
C-H-E-U-G-Y. This is the hardest word we've ever had.
Interesting.
Is this used by a man or a woman or both?
Both.
Is it used referencing the opposite sex?
No. Not necessarily, no.
Okay, is it in the realm of human sexuality that it's referencing some type of...
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Oh, so that's not even the sexy. Is it... and it's not food related. That'd be too obvious.
No.
Does it involve a level of intellect?
No.
Okay.
Does it stem from an old automobile that would go, "Chiyugi"?
Great question.
Yeah.
No, but I wish it did.
Al, does it have anything to do with mouth tobacco?
No.
Okay.
As opposed to anus tobacco?
Chewing tobacco.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
Or ear tobacco?
Anus Tobacco's sophomore album was the good one. People liked the debut.
Yeah.
But if you want to hear... let me ask you this, Al, then. The word is chuggy. Is it referencing chewing in the traditional sense of chomping on food at all?
No, and I'm going to give you a really vague, weird hint, but it's kind of an insult, but it might not be an insult to you, even though there people might say it to you as an insult. So, like, think about that a little bit. Like, what would chuggy be?
Overly smart.
Go with that.
Overly intelligent and trying to...
Oh, yeah. Would it be condescending?
Highfalutin?
A little bit condescending, but Josh was almost there. It's like it's something that's overly used, but you might you're like, "I don't care. I still like it." So like, Ugg boots would be chuggy.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Somebody that loves watching reruns of Friends. Somebody that has live, laugh, love in their kitchen.
Yeah.
So it's like if you like Nickelback, it's chuggy.
Yeah.
It's
definitely
something
like,
others have dismissed, but you like.
It's something that's like been overused by the public. Like everybody's familiar with Friends, but you're like, "I don't care. I still love it. I still love watching reruns of The Office."
This is a great word.
Oh, it's like great. Something's played or something. done.
Yeah, it's that's it. It's been done. It's been played, but you kind of still love it. Like, yeah, it's just like, yeah.
I saw Springsteen in front of 50 people. Doug, go to hell.
I want to go. I'm going to go see him now. He's still great.
You do that all the time about people. You sure do.
Never done it once.
Never done it once.
No, you haven't done it once. Okay. You've done it thousands of times.
Yeah. These are all lies.
Billy Joel, Jerry Seinfeld. Where do I stop?
That's true.
Now, what's the difference between Chuggy and Basic? If you were to say I'm a...
They are in the car together.
Okay.
They're very similar. They're different. Basic is just like when somebody kind of thinks it's something that everybody does, they're just like, yeah, just I'm doing this keto, man. You need to hear about it. It's like everybody knows about keto. Yeah.
Gotcha,
but like Chuggy is just kind of like...
You ever heard the song?
I know it's Chuggy, but you know I do like pina coladas and getting lost in the rain.
There you go. Yeah.
Is this the worst CCR song?
It is. This is the word Chuggy here. Remember this one?
No. Nope.
Am I the only CCR fan in the?
Love this song.
I do too.
And it's Chuglin, not Chuggy.
Right.
But... Different word.
Chuglin is the past participle.
That's exactly right.
of Chuggy.
Okay.
This, I love this word, and I'm guilty of being Chuggy, and I will.
What are you Chuggy about?
Oh, gosh. I watch a fair amount of Friends still. I'll have the reruns on. And really?
I'm Chuggy about Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
Well, that's not something that everybody.
Oh, so it's got to be really. Not. It's got to be common.
Yeah, no, I think
just
so.
Really, really weird.
Right. That's.
Yeah. I cannot wait till the fall. This is a little Chuggy, but I'm going to get some pumpkin spice latte.
Exactly. I'm quite Chuggy when it comes to pumpkin spice, Willie.
Pumpkin spice latte was on the list of Chuggy.
There you go.
That's crazy. There was a list because I didn't get it, so I watched it a bunch of times, and PSL was on there. But it's like, it's the perfect way you said it. It's like, I know it's Chuggy, but as soon as PSL comes out, I'll be in line.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's something you're proud to be basic.
But is it something then that most people are putting down?
You don't have anything Chuggy because you don't like anything everybody else likes.
Sure, I do.
That's a good point.
Okay, what? Maybe
Toy
a pumpkin
Story.
Spice.
Everybody loves toys.
Golden Retrievers.
Yes, that's a great
example. Okay, there you go. That's
Golden
a good one.
Oh, yes.
Maybe the girls love Taylor Swift, but she's massively part. So maybe that's Taylor. I like, look, not to be chewy, but I like the new Taylor Swift record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Not to be chuggy.
Chuggy.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
That's a great word.
That'd also be a great nickname for somebody on a TV show.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ooh. Hey, Chuggy's here. He's eating his boogers again.
Does he at least have his pants on this time?
Al, for your TV show, have you heard about the booger incident?
No.
They might show that. It involves Shaq. Shaq was on TV in a TNT broadcast, and it was pointed out that he had a little bit of a dried mucus dangling, and he proceeded to do a boogerectomy on camera.
Yeah.
I did a little house cleaning.
It's rough.
Boogers are such a weird. That was never my jam. I think that's
well.
Super
some people
rough.
Make jam out.
No.
No.
Okay, on that
sugar.
Note,
that's Chuggy.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.